Hi, talking about content creation, I'm Gloria Moraga. Thank you for joining me. Please, I'm going to ask you right now, subscribe to my channel. I need subs. I don't have enough subs. Subs I have, I love. Subs I have, I treat well. Just please subscribe to my channel. All right, back to the business. Content creation in the digital age. All of us so consumed with our devices. Want to talk to the creators out there. And honestly, this is a tutorial on creating content. Number one fact, content is king. You really can't create anything unless you've got great content. And I will say that it's important to stay focused on what you're trying to say. All right, so we're going to talk about theme sentence. When you're taking English classes, when you study Shakespeare, or when you study really great writers, the professor will say, okay, break down that 500-page novel and tell me, what was the theme sentence? So let's go through a couple of these. Theme sentence, and I'll use some things that I really love. Okay, theme sentence for Wizard of Oz. Really easy. You're all going to get it. There's no place like home. She was thinking about a far-off land where troubles melt like lemon drops. But really, honestly, that place so far away wasn't a good place. You know, not with witches and people melting. So, yeah, the theme sentence for Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. Gone with the Wind. Epic novel. 1,000 pages, I think. I read it every year for years. When I was a little girl, from the time I was 7 on, because I just loved that book. And, you know, they made it into a movie, but the theme sentence for Gone with the Wind, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. See, it was about the war between the North and the South, but also the story was told through the eyes of the heroine, Scarlett O'Hara. And through the whole novel, she wants Ashley Wilkes. He's a man, by the way. Ashley Wilkes. Oh, I love Ashley. After all this, and she goes through all this, she realizes at the end, she doesn't love Ashley at all. She loves Rhett. And Rhett Butler is actually her husband, but she didn't appreciate him when she had him. So be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. At the end, very famous line in the movie. She says, but I love you, Rhett. And Rhett says, well, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. So those are a couple of examples of theme sentences. So when you're producing your content, you want to stay focused, and you want to stay focused on your message. What are you trying to say? Theme sentence, message, same thing. I hate to get into politics, but I'm an old political reporter, so I'll just say it. The reason Senator Hillary Clinton had such a tough time was because she didn't have a message. She had a whole bunch of messages here and there and everywhere, but there wasn't one particular slogan. It was always just, look, whatever the day would bring, that's what she would talk about. Whereas President Trump would stay on message because he's the marketing guy. His message was, make America great again. And so that phrase can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. For the people who were unemployed, it meant we're going to get jobs back. Just on and on and on. I mean, I won't get into the whole thing about politics and the current president, but I just wanted to mention this because we are talking about messaging. Number one, content is the most important thing. What do you want to say? What is your message? And then stay on it. Don't wander off on a tangent. Now, it may seem like I've wandered off on a tangent, but the theme sentence is message. Have a message and stay on message. And it helps when you're developing the videos to repeat the message, okay? That really helps. In fact, when I took some classes, it's like, okay, in your videos, do threes and tell people what you're gonna say it, and then tell them what you've said again. So those are just some tips on creating content in 2019. And staying on message. This doesn't work for everyone, obviously. If you're doing videos on video games, that's a whole different genre. We're talking about creating content, creating stories. If you want to tell a story, if you want to connect with people and tell them about something, even a how-to video, you're telling a story. You want to stay on the point, stay on your message, and hit it home. One theme sentence, one message, stay on message. Repeat yourself, because people don't always get it. It's nice to have fun. my next video on this series, I'm going to be talking about your voice. I don't mean your voice like, hi, my voice is deep. I mean finding your voice. A lot of people aren't themselves on video. They're somebody else. They're who they want to be. They're who they think they should be. A lot of this stems from insecurity. And I'm not insecure. And I do think I have something to say, and I want to say it. Thank you for taking some time to listen to my podcast. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your support. The video that I produced, that I took this audio from, is available on my YouTube channel. But I wanted to also post it on my podcast because I'm talking about digital communications and content creators creating content for all forms of content. So that includes podcasts. It includes audio. So I do mention videos, but when I say video, I mean all forms of communications. I'm Gloria Moraga. Thanks again. Have a great day, love.